The following is a 10-minute preview of the episode we recorded Friday for patrons only.
Hey Jude, you are the law. DFF, the hottest hunks. We're gonna ogle some man flesh, 'cause we're the best. It's Deep Fat Fried.
Oh yeah! All right.
What is Paul doing here?
John Lennon just rolled in his grave. By the way, you piece of shit, TJ.
But Paul, why are you here? I think we already know your top pick and everything. I mean,
whatever. Like,
do you even need to be here, Paul?
I want to say I'm here under protest because TJ just absolutely insisted we do this shit. And I'm just like, I'm not going to have anything to add because I'm straight as a laser. And he's like, we're doing it anyway. Blah, blah, blah. Overruled. I'm the fucking nigga. You know
I'm
how he
TJ.
Gets. You know how he gets.
Is that how that went?
Yeah. I mean, after the last episode that you forced us to do didn't go over as well as we expected it to, TJ.
TJ.
You just wanted to double down. I was like, let's do an informational episode. Let's give the patrons something else. TJ was like, no, I want to look at butts and bulges. And I was like, oh.
Sounds about right.
But I'm straighter than a grizzly's dick. I just want to establish that right now.
You're so straight.
My straightness is
not
in question here tonight.
Paul knows straight, and he is as straight as an arrow.
Straight as a fucking laser.
Okay. Straight as
TJ, a laser. TJ, are you as straight as a laser? A laser beam?
If it's like a crooked laser
beam. If it's a crooked laser beam. TJ, do you in fact deny that you've not used that line in your life, though? I'm TJ, so we're doing it my way, I'm right.
Yep.
I mean, I have definitely done that.
Okay. I'm TJ, I just said.
Okay, so are we starting Jude Law?
So let's just do Paul's top pick.
I'm just disproving this notion of your heterosexuality real quick.
Oh, wow. Look at him, dude. Holy shit. He is built like a brick shit house. Oh. In a straight way.
In a straight way.
He's a handsome man.
Go to the third one, or the fourth one on the top. Yeah, that one. There you go, Paul. Just hanging out in his yellow swimming trunks.
Looks like he's packing a bit of a sausage there, too. That's something we're going to have to consider. Like, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We're gonna have to consider dick size, because if these dudes are like
we don't necessarily know their dick
size. Chris,
so.
But we're gonna have to try and estimate it. We're gonna have to.
You want to estimate Paul?
What I'm saying is,
how many of Paul's little hands would fit around Jude Law's dick?
Yeah,
you know?
Let's see.
One, two and a half,
three, seven.
I mean,
58.
Like, if we're gonna do this, we got
how many
be thorough.
Licks to get to a Jude Law orgasm? One.
That's what I'm saying.
Tatiana Adams says that he has an unsexy hairline.
Oh, shit.
See, I don't agree. I like that, like, older gentleman hairline, you know what I mean? But we can look at some older pictures, because we're talking about in their prime here, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Jude Law's
hairline was, you know, a little more acceptable
when
he was young.
It's receded a little bit. I mean, he's gotten a little bit older.
But I still think that's super sexy. I mean, in a totally straight way.
Jude Law.
Oh, shit. TJ's like, Jude Law. So you don't think it belongs on the list, TJ? You went Jude Law.
No, I meant gnaw, like, you know, like gnawing on his flesh.
Gnawing. Is he a zombie? Jude Law. Beautiful. What is going on, TJ? This song isn't copyright protected.
No, it's not.
Not at all, dude. That's not gonna fucking get this video flagged.
Not if
Let's
I just
play one of the most famous songs
not
of all
if I
time.
Just play a second of it.
I just got a report that John Lennon is now spinning the other direction in his grave.
He's reversed.
Thank you for that, TJ.
I mean, wasn't that mostly a Paul McCartney song?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he had a hand in it. He still probably wouldn't like to see you turning it into a Deep Fat Fried promo, TJ.
Deep Fat Fried.
I mean, Paul McCartney's still alive. He can't spin in this grave.
Yeah, he's not spinning in a grave
yet.
Maybe
he's spinning in his chair.
Yeah, he's spinning around a chair right now.
He's just like, whee. You never know.
So we're doing this episode to prove we're not sexist, because we know we ogled a bunch of women. We did the top 10 most bodacious babes.
Bodacious. Yep.
And now it's time for the dream boats.
Oh my God.
It
the
was
hunkiest.
Not, it was not our most popular episode.
Well, I mean, look, people said it was too normy.
So we're
this
normie.
This is decidedly not normie. This is gayer than anything I've ever done in my life. This I'm about to embark on.
Queer than a $3 bill, boy.
Queerer than a damn $3 bill, boy.
It's the gayest thing I've done all day.
The gayest shit you ever
I
seen.
I somehow doubt that, Paul. I somehow.
This is the gayest
I somehow doubt it.
In all of Christendom. All right.
So, I guess we're going to do it the same way we did the other one.
Yep, same process.
So.
Audience
people,
participation.
People in their prime. We're not doing cartoon male characters.
Yep.
They have to be real life flesh and blood.
Flesh and blood men.
Which is still which is super gay. Let's be honest. Super fucking gay.
Veiny men.
Veiny, delicious men flesh. All right, so the
What's
way this,
our list, dude?
The way this starts, yeah, I'm trying to explain how this starts, okay?
People know, dude. They don't need your fucking stupid explanation. Right,
I guess if they're patrons, they probably do know.
They already fucking know, dude. Oops. Don't fucking patronize the patrons.
The patrons. Ah!
So let's throw Jude Law on the list, because I already know Paul's first one.
Jude.
How'd you guess?
I'm just Law. Fucking psychic, dude. What can I say?
Actually, I'm going to put Jude is Law.
Jude is Law. What about
Jude
you, TJ?
Jude is Law.
Throw up a name.
Who's the hunkiest T-Jizzle? Man in the world to you, TJ?
Who's your dream boat?
My dream boat? I mean, Hitler, but...
What?
Whoa, dude.
I mean, I was going to... I mean, you want to get away from that normie shit.
Last week you told me it was Himmler, TJ. You told me Himmler really did it for you.
Well, you know, after I thought about it, I'm like, you know, Hitler bosses Himmler around.
You're lying, dude. You're not attracted to Hitler, dude.
I actually legitimately am.
Really?
Yes, but I understand... You know, that's a lot of...
I legitimately
no,
am.
No.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead and put him on the list then, TJ.
All right.
Hitler.
I want to hit Hitler.
TJ thinks Hitler is hot. Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I don't think he's that... I mean, like, well, this is kind of where... I mean, we there has to be an argument here, because...
Hitler is on our list?
Hitler was thought of...
Hold on.
In his day, Paul, people thought Hitler was very attractive.
Look, this is all I'm saying. Like, you know, are we just going by physical attractiveness, you know? Because, I mean, Hitler's not...
Dude,
I mean, like,
Hitler,
physically, he's not that attractive.
Hitler was drowning in poon, though.
But, you know, that power is sexy, you know? And Hitler was obviously, he was a very powerful man, dude. He was.
Oh,
all
man.
All right, can I put my suggestion in now? Are you ready, TJ?
I'm just asking if... Are we,
no, I accept it. I accept Hitler.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, so
you
we're
think
not...
Hitler's sexy. I'm fine. I just don't know what to do with that information
yet.
But
I'm not physically attracted...
You
I'm
are.
...attracted to his physicality.
You are, TJ.
All right, well, whatever. We'll go with it. All right, so just moving on, I guess.
Definitely, this thing is an obvious one. Steve Buscemi.
Really?
Yeah, dude, he's a dreamboat, right?
What?
This is not being taken seriously.
Yeah, nope, Steve Buscemi, no.
What? Come on, guys. Are you fucking serious, dude? Look at him. Let's pull a picture of him up.
He looks like a dog's netter.
What dog? Look at a young. See, that's not flattering.
Look at him.
That's not flattering.
All right, young it is.
There you go. He's you know.
Young Buscemi still
that's
looks
not
pretty
him.
Weird.
That's Bill Skarsgård.
Actually, they kind of look similar, though. Look, there you go.
He just looks like Buscemi. It's still just Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Damn, he never looked half.
But, man, he is aging horribly.
God, he is. Okay, so in all seriousness, how about, you know what? How about a classic one? Elvis, dude.
Elvis has to be on this list.
Elvis the
Pelvis. I like that. I like that, the classicness of that pick. Much more than I like TJ's classic pick.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's a good looking man.
I mean, look at Elvis, dude.
I mean, he drove the girls wild.
Speaking of girls, our girls, me and Paul's anyway, had like some suggestions, I guess.
Oh, like you own them, TJ? The girls you own?
Ours,
yes.
Yeah, they're ours.
Wow, ours.
Yeah.
It's implying ownership. That's disgusting, guys. You guys are definitely
sexist.
All right,
so the first one I never even heard of is named Brendan Urie.
Oh, Brendan Urie, yeah. He's the lead singer of Panic at the Disco. He's a good looking dude.
Fair enough.
I mean, I don't think he's going to make the top 10, but
I don't know.
I guess we can put him on there.
He's pretty hot.
I don't know nothing about
him. He's got a good voice.
They want Ryan Gosling on here.
Ryan Gosling, huh?
Let's take a look. I mean, I know. Oh, what
we know
looks
what he looks like.
I know what he looks
He's
like.
He was in Blade Runner and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see it.
Doesn't Ryan Gosling kind of have a googly eye?
Yeah, a little
Does
bit.
Does he have a googly eye?
Googly eye Gosling.
Good old, a little bit.
Good old googly eye Gosling. Yeah. Put